Well, thank you, Brother Glenn. I tell you what, that was an unexpected blessing for me tonight. I didn't know that Brother Seabass was here, but that's a blessing. When you hear that song, don't it just kind of get in your heart and mind just what it's really going to be like? Amen. That is tremendous. Tonight we got a special treat. Got one of our missionary families with us, the Stevens family. Of course, Sister Arlene graduated our college. What did you tell me, 204? 24. Just a little while ago. Just like that. 15, 16 years goes by. Isn't that amazing? Done a great work on the mission field. I'm going to ask Brother Stevens to come up and start sharing with us tonight. And I told him just feel free and share with us. I'd appreciate it if he'd let his wife, Sister Arlene, that was with us. She might want to give a testimony about the hardship she went through at Landmark Baptist College. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're proud of her as one of our grads. Amen. Brother Stevens, come on up. And just as the Lord leads you, share here with us. And I believe he's got a little bit of a film to show, too.
Amen. Good evening. It is a blessing to be here. And we are the Stevens family. I'm the official gringo of the family, amen, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'm here with my wife, Arlen, as Pastor said. And Micaiah is my oldest son. He's 11. Jeremiah is 9. And we have a daughter, Mary Ellen, who is 3 years old. And we've been in Honduras going on 10 years now. We left in 2009. And you can imagine being anywhere for 10 years, serving the Lord in the ministry. You're going to have your mountaintops, and you're going to have your valley experiences, amen. But the Lord's been good every step of the way. And he's been with us, and he's promised us he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we praise him for that. By the grace of God, we've been able to start 2 churches in Honduras in this period of time. Our first church is doing very well. Talk to the young men that we've trained all the past year. And they're seeing souls saved all the time. People are wanting to get baptized. And we're just excited about what the Lord's doing there. Lord willing, when we go back to Honduras, we want to move forward toward ordaining him to become the pastor, and he will be the first official pastor of the church in Cape Raleigh de Lajas, Honduras. So we're excited about that, excited what the Lord's doing there. We have a second work in a mountain community called Rodeo. It's high in the mountains of Honduras, about 50 minutes from where we live, really difficult to get there, especially in the rain season. And to give you an idea of what we've experienced in the community of Rodeo, Rodeo is a very strongly Roman Catholic community, as most of Honduras is, of course. The Roman Catholic priest in that community has taken our gospel literature and burned it before the people in the community. So if anyone tries to influence you that Roman Catholicism is a friend of Bible-believing Christianity, they're sadly mistaken, amen? And we've seen the reality of that in that community right before our own very eyes. But we are probably, after years of laboring that community, preaching the gospel, watering the seed there, we've seen more fruit in that community probably over the last 6 months than we saw in those previous years. And we just praise the Lord for what he's doing there. Through that second work, God allowed us to meet a woman who you'll see on the video. And she started attending our services in Rodeo. And through meeting her, it allowed us to go into a third community now to preach the gospel. And we're starting to hold services there. That community was closed to the gospel, this community called Marguata. And the reason why we got into that community is because a man from that community went to Spain, and he worked in Spain. He got saved there, came back, won his family to the Lord, and they found out. And through meeting them, that opened the door for us to go into that community. To be able to go into a community like that to preach the gospel, you have to know someone in that community there in Honduras. Otherwise, we would never have been able to get in there. So we just praise the Lord for opening up that door for us there in Honduras. Before I have my wife come up and give a testimony, I would say this, a verse that comes to my heart about when it comes to what we're trying to do in Honduras, ultimately what we want to accomplish for the Lord, is Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8. The Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You know, we have a lot of starters in the Christian life, but I really believe what we need is a lot more finishers in the Christian life. And when I stand before the Lord one day, the Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. We want God to look at our ministry in Honduras and say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's the desire of our heart. We are unapologetically independent Baptists laboring in a country strongly Roman Catholic. The charismatic movement is huge in Honduras now. A lot of the people in our church have background in the charismatic movement. So really, I had to go there and I had to, in a sense, indoctrinate a lot of the people in our churches, get them out of that false doctrine, teach them the biblical doctrine. But God's been good. It's been a slow process over the time, but through faithfulness, the Lord is really putting a church together there, and we're just so happy about what he's doing there. I'm going to have my wife come up, and we'll go right into the video after her testimony, and then after the testimony, I'll come up and just share a little bit more about the ministry in Honduras. Just want to share some things that we learned, experiences that we've had there in 10 years, to better help you to understand about the culture in Honduras, what we've dealt with, and what the Lord willing, will continue to do there. Amen.
Good evening. Every time I stand up in front of like the church, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. And this is how I feel, so please, just be patient with me. Landmark is my home away from home. I live here since 2000 until 2005. And it was an amazing experience, but I'm gonna give you a little bit of my testimony. I really don't think that I talk about the ministry and what the Lord wanted me to do in Honduras, but I really never said how I came to know the Lord. See, I was born in a community called Azacualpa El Triunfo, about 25 minutes away from Nicaragua, very poor village. And I remember that I was very little. I remember probably 6 years old. Two missionaries from Atlanta, Georgia, Brother Bob and Joanne Tyson. They came to my village and they visited every house in that community. And they promised and they say, we're gonna come back and build a church, a temple in this community. And 1 year and a half later, they came back to our village and established the Macedonian Baptist Church. And that was the church we used to go there. And because of the community being very poor there, they also felt the need of building a feeding kitchen to feed the little ones in the community. We were about 150 little ones going to the feeding kitchen every single day. And the beautiful thing about the feeding kitchen is that before they feed us, they used to give us a lesson from the Bible. They used to teach us about the Lord and about Jesus. So from a very young age, I began to know about God and his love. They also had what is called a sponsorship program to sponsor little ones in their communities. And I got sponsored by Dwayne Chase, who the pastor has, you guys been supporting him for like a long time. And he was like my American family there. And I remember the one time I asked my mother, and I asked her, I said, why, talking about Dwayne Chase, I said, why are they very good to us? He doesn't even know me, and he helped me to get books and uniforms and shoes. And then Christmas sent toys for me. What does he help me? What do they help me? And she said this to me, and it always stuck to my mind, because God is real. Amen. And live inside them. Good. She said, I never forgot that. She said, because God is real and live inside them. And I remember, it wasn't until I was eight and a half years old, that one Sunday morning, my teacher was teaching us about Jesus giving you a new life. And as a little girl, I have gone through some things there, abuse. And I remember that I asked her after the service if she can show me again what she meant. And she explained it to me in the back. And I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I always say this, it is impossible to go back in my life and see literally the hand of God working in my life. And everything, every single thing. The Lord brought me to America legally. That's a miracle. I have to say that because it's important to respect the laws. He brought me to America, and he brought me to Landmark. especially to Langmar Baptist Church and Langmar Baptist College. And it was there in Langmar that I learned so much. And I remember being there and asking myself, it had to be a purpose. God could have picked any little girl in Honduras, but he picked me. And he gave me the opportunity to come here and learn all the things. It has to be a purpose. And being there, it was Dr. Stringer at that time, the president of the school, the vice president of the school, and he took me to his office and he told me what did I wanted to do with my life. And I told him, I need to go back to Honduras. All the things that I learned here, it's just, I need to go back and see. I want to work with little ones, with children over there. Just like I was rich by feeding kitchen, I want to work in a feeding kitchen in Honduras. And I was not married then, and it was, I think it was a few months before I was ready to go back to Honduras. I was going with Hope Ministries at that time. They were so kind to me. Father Scotty, thank you so much. They were so kind to me and helped me so I can go back as a single missionary. But before I went back, Brother Jose Mujica and Alba bought me a ticket to go to Philadelphia. See, I was not thinking about, I was ready to go back to Honduras as a single missionary like Emmy Carmichael I wanted to be. But they bought me a ticket to come to Philadelphia. They were having a Spanish ministry in his church, and they were trying to fix me up with him. And I didn't know that. But they bought me a ticket, went there, and I met everybody. I met him. I was ready to go back to Honduras, but they really were trying to pick me up. They gave him my phone number, and he kept calling and calling and calling. Yeah, but it was meant to be. I mean, everything had the Lord work. It was marvelous. And I went to Honduras as a single missionary for 2 years, and it was there in Honduras that we actually, I work in a Emmanuel children home. We had 11 little girls and 2 little boys, but it was there where I always had this Bible verse in my mind. They sought it for evil, but God meant it for good. So there's a lot of things that happen in your life, and you never know how the Lord is going to use you to become the helper and healer, like help them to heal somebody else. And I remember being there. So many of the little ones have gone through the same thing I was going through. And I was able to help them and say, God is the only one that can bring peace to your life. And because forgiveness brings peace to your life. And it was amazing. And we got married in Honduras with my husband there. And just like he said, we've been there as a family for 10 years now. And it has been an amazing journey. I mean, amazing how the Lord has provided all the way, and the things that the Lord has allowed us to see us through. I always say this, it's not work when you love what you do. Amen. I mean, when you love what you do in the mission field, it's just not work. For us, it's just having fun all the time. And we are so glad and so happy that the Lord can use us, because it's a privilege. When God uses you, or when God has a ministry for you, it's just a privilege that we are serving the Lord in Honduras. And thank you so much for the support all these years. Thank you for the prayers that you, you know, pray for us over the years. Thank you so much. And I have seen some faces that I still remember, and I get so happy when I get to come here again. Every time that I come to the United States, I need to go to Langmar again. Thank you so much. And I know this church is an amazing church. And I always talk very good about you. And I need to talk. I need to stop now, because my husband said I talk too much. I just. Thank you.
right. Well, maybe we can get a DVD later on or something over. Amen. But basically, the video, I'll just give you a synopsis of the video. It's basically showing our two works in Quebrada Galajas and in Rodeo, and the people in those churches and the baptisms and so forth, and showing pictures of the third community that we're going into now that I mentioned, Marguata, and how we got into that community, which I just explained a little bit earlier. I just wanted to take a little bit of time, not too much time, but just elaborate a little bit more on some things that we've experienced in Honduras, being there for 10 years now. When we went to Honduras in 2009, we had the privilege of working with an American missionary for 3 years, who's since gone home to be with the Lord. His name was Mike Lane. And Mike Lane had cancer at the time we were finishing our deputation, getting ready to go to the field. So we actually had to get to the field a little bit earlier than we normally would have. And when we got to the field, we were basically overseeing his churches that he started while we were there, while he was in the United States getting treatment for cancer. And I literally had to preach my first sermon in Spanish 3 months being there in Honduras, not knowing really pretty much any Spanish at all. So basically what I had to do, I had to put all my messages in English, and my wife would translate word to word into Spanish, and I would get up there before those poor people and just butcher the Spanish language, amen. And that happened for a while, and we went through that process of my wife just translating what I had written in English, and then I got to the point where I really had a desire to really learn the language as quick as I could, so I started learning how to translate, and I started translating my own messages, and I would look at what my wife translated, and I would just say, wait a minute, that's not correct what you're translating there. And I found out what my wife was doing for a long period of time was she was actually making my messages a lot softer than I wanted them to be. Isaiah talks about the smooth words, so she was introducing a lot of those smooth words into my messages. And I tell people all the time, she basically turned me into a Spanish Joel Osteen, amen. So that's kind of what was happening, but I caught on pretty quick and kind of put an end to that, praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, that was an amazing learning experience for me, really helped me to grasp the language a lot quicker, learning how to translate on my own like that. Honduras is a very poor country. I'm sure many of you are aware of that. I'll just share with you three things that we learned, principal lessons that we learned 10 years being there. Number one, the Lord will provide. He's always provided for us faithfully. For 14 months, we literally had no running water in our home. What I had to do, literally for 14 months, the government in Honduras would send water 2 times a week. So you basically had to ration your water that you would use for the whole week. So washing dishes, bathing, you had to decide where you wanted to use your water, amen. And that happened, and sometimes the water didn't even come at all. I had to travel every day, sometimes 2 times a day for 14 months. I had to travel to a friend's home who had a well in his home. And I'd put barrels in the back of my pickup truck, drive ever so slowly back, 20 minutes back to our home, fill up our pila with water. And you can imagine doing that for 14 months, sometimes 2 times a day. But there was a lesson in that, and the Lord was really testing us, testing me. And we had a Honduran church, a Spanish church in Brooklyn, New York. More than 50% of the congregation was Honduran. And they heard about what we were going through there in Honduras. And if anyone could have sympathized with it, it was those people in that church. And they gave the funds for us to build a well in our home. And God was good, and we just praised the Lord for that. So now we have running water all the time, amen. And that might not sound like a big deal, but when you're American going to a country like that and you're without electricity and without running water, it's a big test. It's a challenge, amen. But God was good, and God supplied that need. Another thing that we learned was that God will choose. You know, Honduras, one of the greatest needs that we have is for spiritually mature Christian men. And, you know, it's one of the greatest needs that we have, but it's also we have such a scarcity of faithful Christian men. And, you know, we're not opposed to reaching anyone. We're not opposed to reaching children or women. But, you know, studies show when you reach Christian men, you have a greater chance of reaching the family. So a burden on my heart is to reach the men in Honduras. And we've seen, when I've been able to reach men, we've seen what a change it's made in our families. Women will follow the husband. Children will follow the father. And that's the burden of our heart, to reach men. Training men. As independent Baptist missionaries, our desire is to fulfill the Great Commission. That's what God's called us to Honduras to do. preach the gospel, lead people to Christ, baptize those who we lead to Christ, and then train men for the ministry. And once a church is established, we believe that we're to go to another location and do it all over again, amen? That's what we believe the Great Commission is. And we're trying to do that. We learn by experience. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:22, to lay hands suddenly on no man. And we learn by experience why the Lord put that there, amen? Men need to prove themselves. Men need to prove themselves as being faithful in the ministry before we can ordain them. And we thank the Lord for the faithful men he's given us and for the man that we're possibly ready to ordain to the ministry in Kibra'at Delahaz. The last thing I would say that we learned, and we learned this, you know, through experience. I've learned this personally. The Lord never called us to Honduras to try to build a church. You know, oftentimes you'll hear preachers say that this brother's building a great church here, this brother's building a great church there. But I learned through the study of the Word of God that God's called me to be faithful in what he's called me to do. And as I do that, God promised that he will build his church. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, he said, I will build my church. The church belongs to him. My responsibility is to be faithful in doing what he called me to do, which is to fulfill the Great Commission. And as I'm faithful, I know that God will build his church his way. And he's doing it in Honduras. Again, thank you so much. This church has supported us, I think, for the first time that we came here since my wife and I got married. I'm sure a lot of people have faithfully prayed for us. And, you know, I just would share this with you and encourage you with this. Get to know not just the missionary families that the letters that you have, but get to know the people that they write about in their letters that they have in their churches. You'll never know how much you'll encourage a missionary when a missionary passes through your church and you'll go up to them and you'll say, how is sister so-and-so, how is brother so-and-so in your church? That means so much to a missionary when you go to them and tell them that. So I would encourage you to do that. Read the letters. Get to know the people in the letters. Pray for them. And then let your missionaries know that you are not just praying for them, but the people in their churches. So thank you so much. And we appreciate this church, appreciate your stand. And we're thankful to have churches like Landmark Baptist Church partnering with us to take the gospel into Honduras. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. On the video, we mentioned at the end of the video, two ministries that we wanted to start, but we kind of waited because we believe that any ministries that we start should be under the authority of a local church. So we wanted to make sure that our churches were established, that we could have these ministries under the authority of the churches. But one would be a feeding kitchen. Of course, my wife's testimony, she was reached through primarily through a feeding kitchen ministry. So we're looking to do that under the authority of the first church that we started in Quebrada de Lajas, Honduras. We have many people in our churches that can be involved in helping with that. We have interest. Some churches have talked to us about. We have land that we're looking to build a building on that land. But in the meantime, we're not going to wait for money to come in to build a building. We can do that in the church building that we have, and we're prepared to get that started when we go back to Honduras. So that's one ministry. Another would be a Bible Institute for Men. We want to have a building that's established that we could have the Bible Institute and also a feeding kitchen. And that goes right toward the Bible Institute, goes right toward what I was talking about training men for the ministry, having leaders in our churches so we can have leaders in their families and so forth. So those are the two main ministries that we want to get started under the authority of our churches there in Honduras. So I ask you to pray about them. Please pray about those two ministries. We do have prayer cards in the back, and we'd appreciate that if you would get a prayer card and just faithfully pray for us. If you have any questions, please see us in the back. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. And as I said, Lord willing, maybe down the road we can get a video here and you'll be able to get some pictures to what my wife and I were speaking about this evening. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you, Brother Stevens. Something Arlene said that touches my heart, and I believe in it very much. She wanted to go back to her country to reach others like herself, children, and those born in a poor village and without opportunity. We have a lot of students come to our college from different places across the world. And many of them do exactly what Arlene did. Sometimes you'll hear preachers almost lighthearted speak of it. Well, we got them so Americanized they won't go back. That's not the plan. The plan is to take back, as Arlene did, what she'd gotten here. And God has blessed that, and God has used that. And that's still the plan. As she said also, how good God was to reach down, and why her, why pick one little girl out of that village and do what he's done with. Also shows you what God can do with one. And I appreciate Brother Dwayne Chase that we did support for years also. And Brother Scotty, Arlene mentioned him and Helps Ministries that involved also. And so tonight you've just had a little bit of a taste of the mission field brought to us. And yes, we are doing a good job with the college. We have many going out and got a great testimony like Arlene and Jason have there, and God is using them in a special way. Scared me a little bit when he talked about his wife fixing his sermons. Scotty, I wouldn't trust that. I know mine would sure sweeten mine up a lot, Brother Jason, but what a blessing. I want you to take a few minutes tonight. Church family. Well, I wish we had, you know, the whole church here. I told Arlene, it's time of year when so many folks are gone, and if we can get the kids in school, maybe we'll get some of the parents back here pretty quick. But talk with them a little bit. And what Brother Stephen said there about they've got a congregation, they've got people they're ministering to that got needs and so forth, and if we can find out about those people. They're real people. I mean, they're real souls. They're just important to God like Arlene was in that little village. Those people are important. And so it helped us a little bit in our prayer life to also remember those. Amen? So take a little time tonight. Get to know them, and then the prayer cards are back there. And if you'll take one of these prayer cards, they got a great picture of the family here and the work on the back, and put it somewhere where you'll notice it. Maybe daily you'll put it somewhere where you'll notice it, and you can remember them in prayer. We appreciate them being with us tonight, amen? And again, we're proud to have had a part in that ministry that was presented to us tonight. All right, Brother Hector, you wanting choir practice? Got to get ready for Sunday. Okay, let's stand. What's he saying? Y'all got the devil out of it? Maybe. All right, it's only about 5 minutes. Sit back down. Go ahead and try it. Do we need to turn out some lights? Talk to me from above. All right, try it, see if it works.
We are the Stevens family, and we are independent Baptist missionaries to the people of Honduras. We have been sent out to the country of Honduras under the authority of Christ Independent Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we are endorsed by the mission agency Global Independent Baptist Missions. We have been serving the Lord in Honduras for almost 10 years now. The first 3 years we worked with missionaries Mike and Debbie Lame in the churches that they started. Brother Lane went home to be with the Lord on August 31st, 2015. During the last 7 years, we have been laboring to establish the two churches that we started in the communities of Quebrada de Lajas and Rodeo, which are both located in the state of Intibucá. We are presently in the process of turning over our first church, the House of Prayer Baptist Church in Quebrada de Lajas, to Kevin and Darlene Sanchez, who have been training with us for leadership in the church. Our motivation in serving the Lord Jesus Christ in Honduras comes from the fact that Christ is risen from the grave, which guarantees that our labor as independent Baptist missionaries is never in vain. Our purpose in serving the Lord Jesus Christ in Honduras is to fulfill the great commission of our Lord, as given in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Finally, our ultimate desire and goal as independent Baptist missionaries is to glorify God by being faithful and obedient to His calling upon our lives. Our family feels very privileged for the opportunity that has been given to us to serve the Lord in Honduras. Looking back at the 10 years that we have been here, we see His hand in every victory that we have experienced and in every trial that we have passed through. By God's grace, we can now sympathize with what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:28, where he said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." To return to Honduras in July 2019, we realize now more than ever that our time is short and that there is so much work yet to be done. The Lord has miraculously opened a door for us to start a new work in a community called Malguava. For the longest time, the people of that community would not allow any faith other than Roman Catholicism, but the Lord allowed us to meet a dear sister in Christ from that community who told us that God is a remnant of true believers in that community who have been praying for some time that God would send a Bible preacher to start a true church. We are presently conducting services in the homes of these brethren every Saturday. In addition to continuing to train the leaders that God has raised up in our churches, we also want to start new ministries under the authority of those churches. The Lord has impressed upon our hearts that there is a need to start a feeding kitchen where malnourished children from the communities can come to be fed physically as well as spiritually from the Word of God. Also, the Lord has put a burden on my heart to start a Bible Institute where men who have been called by God to preach can come and receive sound biblical teaching and training. Due to the fact that the country of Honduras is dominated by Roman Catholicism and the Charismatic movement, the need of a Bible Baptist Institute is very great. We have land behind our temple building in the community of Quebrada de Lajas that we would like to use to construct a two-story building for the use of the feeding kitchen and Bible Institute. We are praying and trusting that the Lord will provide for this need in His time. We want to thank the churches that have financially supported and faithfully prayed for our family over the years. Please understand that even though the Lord may not be calling you to Honduras or another country as a foreign missionary, your part in financially supporting and faithfully praying for missionaries is just as important in the eyes of God in regards to the Great Commission being fulfilled. We thank you again for your faithfulness, and we sincerely pray that the Lord will continue to bless and use you where He has called you to be.
Well, I'm glad they got it fixed, amen. That was worth waiting on. And again, we want you to take time to shake hands, Jason and Arlene, and been a blessing to my heart tonight. Amen. Sometimes we have a service here and we say, oh, didn't much happen, but maybe somewhere on the mission field we had a part in something that did happen. Amen. All right, let's stand, please. Father, may you bless the choirs that get ready for Sunday. We pray, Father, that we'd have the opportunity to witness to somebody and tell them about the Lord Jesus and see them saved. Thank you for what you've done here with Jason and Arlene and the work there. And Father, that you are building your church. It's you. It's all yours. It's all about you. We thank you for what we've felt and seen tonight, being a special blessing to us. We pray for their ministry. Pray for their congregations, each and every one of them, the kids. May you just bless and continue to supply the needs. Thank you again for the Lord Jesus and all we have in him. And we thank you in his name. Amen. All right, shake hands with somebody. Choir, you come on up. Get ready, please.